Good, thanks, Lee. Yes, it comes around pretty quick, doesn't it?
Sure does. How many years have you been doing this for now?
Oh, I reckon I've been on the committee for about 4 or 5 years now, I think.
Righto. And for those new to EcoFest, what is it?
EcoFest is the Northwest Coast's premier sustainable living festival. And each year it gets bigger and better. And so this year we've actually had to change venues so that we can accommodate for more store holders and more outdoor space for people to get around at their leisure.
So when is it and where is it this time around?
This year we're having it on the Saturday, the 9th of April. We'll be at Camp Clayton, which will be our venue for many years to come. So we're kicking off at 9:30 and going through till 4 p.m.
Are you putting the call out for store holders at this stage or have you secured everybody?
We've got a few coming through our website, but yes, we're eager to have a few more. So if anyone listening has a business or a service or a product that meets our guidelines for sustainable living and environmental impacts, then please make yourself known, jump on our website and apply for a position.
Now, I've spoken to you a lot over the last few years and I'm very conscious when I go to the grocery store what I'm packing my groceries in. Just yesterday, I had the choice between a plastic bag and a cardboard box and you tapped me on the shoulder spiritually. You went, go the cardboard box, and that's what I've been doing for the last couple of years. And it's just little things like that that can make all the difference.
That's right. And this year our motto is community resilience together. We do make a difference. So, yes, it's all little initiatives like that, that everyone making a little change will make a big difference. So, we're getting on board and trying to share the love that way this year.
But there are little things we can do day to day that will help the load on Mother Earth to, you know, be sustainable into the future. What are the, some of the things that you do at your home that people could adopt?
I grow a bit of the stuff that we eat, and now I'm doing that in a town environment, whereas before I was in the country, but it's still achievable. I've got tomatoes in pots and little raised garden beds around. But when you're going to the supermarket, there's a lot of plastics that you're confronted with your packaging. So it's just thinking a little bit more deeply about perhaps buying something that's refillable. Take your own container or buy something that's loose rather than in its, in the same packaging that gets going to get thrown away. So, yeah, just buy loose things that will go into a cloth bag or into a cardboard box, as you said, and then there's no impact on the environment.
A lot of people use or purchase the reusable bags from the big supermarkets, but they end up just up the back of the cupboard anyway, don't they? So I suppose this should serve as a reminder to go to the cupboard, get the plastic bags out before you go for your next shop.
Yes, that's right. I actually make a pile at the front door, so I have to trip over them before I get out. So, it's just changing the discipline so that they are there at hand, or having ones that aren't so big and bulky and that can be stuffed in a pocket or in the side of the car door or something like that, so that they are compact and you can just lay your hand on them at any time.
This is a ticketed event this time round. Where do we need to go to get tickets?
There'll be links on our website shortly. We're just finalising our ticketing arrangements. But, on Facebook and websites, they'll be available very shortly.
Keep an eye out for EcoFest. The website is ecofesttas.com.au. Saturday the 9th of April at Camp Clayton is where EcoFest will be held this year. Cass, thanks for your time this afternoon. As usual, we hope it is a great success. And if anybody's listening this arvo that think they might have some wares worth presenting at EcoFest, get in touch via that website. And we'll see you on April 9.
Wonderful. Thanks, Lee.